Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Michael Sugden of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is about ransomware, criminal gangs. Russians are mentioned in a recent attack in London. Ransomware being directed at the healthcare system, the number one target, I learn from Michael, in the United States. And a vast number of healthcare facilities are not set up, well defended, are using legacy software that is most vulnerable. If you do not update your software, ransomware especially directed at rural hospitals who do not have the funds to maintain a staff of cybersecurity. Here's Michael Sugden reporting about rural hospitals especially. More of this later.
So there's the vulnerability is higher for rural hospitals, often because these hospitals are not financially stable to begin with, and then because of that, they cannot afford strong cybersecurity teams. So studies have shown that over half of all rural hospitals in the United States are running in the red. They're at a profit loss by the end of the year. And when it comes down to it, like I mentioned earlier, they are trying to at first hire, if they have more money, they'll try to hire doctors, hire nurses, hire administrative staff. And they see cybersecurity as an afterthought. And it's hard to blame these small hospitals. But because of that, since they don't have cybersecurity staff that's dedicated, they don't have, IT teams, chief information security officers, that makes them especially vulnerable because they don't have any defense.